You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Merry Christmas. I guess
Happy
Christmas
holidays.
Is over. Happy Christmas is over.
It is.
Are you so happy?
No, I'm not. I mean, I like Christmas. But I'm happy I get to like take the decorations down.
When?
At some point, right?
Someday. What's wrong with you?
What?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Relax the Pot. There's literally no tinsel. Do you know what tinsel is?
I don't. The silver stuff?
There's lots of glitter everywhere and things.
Trees.
Yeah, Christmas decorations.
Tinsel is like the shredded silver stuff,
yeah, we
right?
definitely don't have any of that.
That's what I think of when I think of Christmas decorations.
We don't even have any.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Colleen Bonger. It's my husband, Eric Suckland.
Hi, Colleen Bonger.
Is Relax the Podcast. Sorry, we took a little break from you guys last week. We didn't even know we were getting a break until we were about to record. And they're like, oh, there's no episode this week. And we're like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
We would have said something.
Sorry.
We would have given you a heads up.
Hanging last week. But we're back and we're about to head into the new year.
2023.
And we're very excited about it. We had a great holiday Christmas moment. How was yours, guys? Let us know. Do you have a Christmas?
I thought you were going to pause for a response and I was going to say they can't talk back to you.
They can in the comments.
Oh yeah, I guess they could there.
But we had a great Christmas.
We did.
Who needs to relax for you this week?
I wrote down a bunch of things.
Was it Christmas?
No.
What is
it? Is yours Christmas related?
No.
Okay.
Nothing about Christmas needs to relax.
I have a bunch written down. I don't know where to start.
Just go.
Okay.
See what happens.
I feel like I've talked about this a little bit before.
Okay.
But when you're ordering at Starbucks, when you're in a physical Starbucks line inside a Starbucks.
You have talked about this.
Yeah. But it keeps happening. Almost every time their order ahead isn't functioning for whatever reason, and they don't have a drive-through, you have to wait and place a physical order with a physical person.
Mm-hmm.
And generally you're behind other physical people.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like every time I get behind someone in line at Starbucks, they get to the front of the line and they're like, what do I want? And they have questions. Mm-hmm. They haven't decided yet, even though they've been in line too.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothers me so intensely. And I was thinking that Starbucks is not jazz. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like freestyle. Like, you know what you're drinking. You know what? Just order it and make up your mind. It's also not a grocery store. So if you're there to order like 8 sandwiches and all these different snacks,
mm-hmm.
it's not a meal. We're getting coffee here. We need to keep going. We need energy. We need caffeine.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Yeah.
Can you scat for me right now?
Don't do that.
It's not jazz. It's Starbucks.
I want to say something here, love.
Order the same thing every time, like a normal person.
No, here's the thing. Is it like, I agree with you. I'm on your side. I agree with you. But the issue is not, you don't have an issue with the people here, love. Your issue is with Starbucks. Because here's the thing. You just want a coffee. You just want a cold brew.
Right.
Which, by the way, I get hate when I say coffee. Sorry.
Why?
You just want to, because America's the only place where we do that. Everywhere
what do they
else.
Call, they don't call it coffee?
No. If you walk into a coffee shop in Europe and you say, can I have a coffee? They'll say, what kind?
Right.
Because it's not called a coffee.
Well, I don't order a coffee. I walk into a coffee shop and say, coffee, please.
No, you say, can I have a cup of coffee?
Right.
You don't say that when you go to places?
I know.
A regular coffee?
No, and I've never said, can I have a cup of coffee?
You've never walked into a diner, sat down at a dining, like at a table at a diner and said, can I have a cup of coffee?
I think the last time I was at a diner, I was 16.
What are you talking about? You've been to diners with me. But anyway, the point is, no one calls it like...
When are we going to diners?
Well, you just get like a regular...
What are you talking about?
New York,
I can't
we
let
lived
you get away
in
with
New
this.
York we, City. We uh-huh. lived in New York City together when it was on Broadway and we would go to
and
diners.
Did not go to diners.
Yes, we did. We've been to diners so many times. Every time we'd visit New York on tour... Go
the
to
only
diners.
The only diner I would ever go to was the Athenian Diner, a Greek diner where we would get like coffee and gravy cheese fries after like performances in college.
That's really fancy. We always went to Denny's or IHOP.
That is not a diner. That's Denny's or IHOP.
Denny's is definitely a diner.
What is happening? What's the definition of a diner?
A diner is Denny's.
What? No, that's not a diner.
A diner is definitely like in New York City, like... most of the restaurants.
There where are they give diners
you the,
in New York
there's
City.
There's like the cup that you get your coffee in.
Yeah, I know what it
like
looks
the
like.
Ceramic,
I can
white,
it.
Thick cup.
Uh-huh. A diner cup. Sure.
Yeah. That's a diner. A Denny's, but, they have those.
So they just have to have those ceramic white
and coffee
cups?
And a coffee thing that the waiter come in like
yeah,
pours
there
you a cup
you order
of coffee.
A coffee. You don't say, can I get a drip? Can I get,
of course.
You know,
but I'm just telling you that in Europe, you don't do that. You want like a drip or you want, and they don't really do cold brew. Maybe they do, but everywhere I've been, they're like, no, you can get a latte or a cappuccino right. or a Americano.
Or flat white is popular.
Right. So anyway, I forgot where I was. Oh, so your issue is not with the people in line at Starbucks, love. Your issue is with Starbucks. The menu is too much, okay? There's too much stuff on that menu. It is more items on a Starbucks menu than most fast food restaurants.
And that's and some people order like the,
and yeah, most people don't order what's on the menu.
Yeah, and they go, but I'm just saying it's not a coffee. If it's like if you're getting like this like a it's like a smoothie, mm-hmm. a sugar coffee smoothie. With whipped cream
and
caramel
this is
sauce
I'm telling
or
you,
like a juice refresher. Like it looks like it takes them 20 minutes to
this
make.
This is what I'm saying. Your issue is not with the people at Starbucks. Your issue is with Starbucks and their menu. Because they're if you just want to be
agreed.
Able to walk into a coffee shop and get a coffee, go to a coffee shop that has just generic coffees.
I do.
But this is what now. But do you understand what I'm saying? Like I'm on your side. I'm on your team. It drives me nuts too. And people are in line for a long time. And I'm like, you've been looking at the menu this whole time. Like pick what you want. But at Starbucks, like, there's no way, no matter how long that line is, that you can read everything on that menu and also learn about all the different recipes that are like secret recipes that you can find on TikTok for Starbucks drinks.
But why are you there? Why are you there? First of all, Starbucks.
That's why you go there.
Starbucks is not even good coffee.
Nobody just, goes to Starbucks for just a regular coffee.
Like,
that's my point.
They do because it's so convenient because there's so many of them.
It's literally
like,
the opposite of convenient.
Coffee.
You're literally proving it's the opposite of convenient.
Right. But then when you walk in there, people are like, they find like, and you're in line and they're having conversations with each other. And then it's finally their turn and you're, and it's just me alone kind of stewing in hatred for like knowing what's going to happen. Cause it inevitably always happens. Then they get up to line. They're like, you know what I mean? What
I know,
do
that
I want?
Is Starbucks.
Like,
that is
decide what you want while you're in line. That's the purpose of the
but
line.
But see, love, maybe the problem is you because this is just what Starbucks is. And so you know this and you continue to go back. And also,
no longer.
Nobody goes to Starbucks for a good drip coffee. Nobody goes to Starbucks for just like a plain regular Starbucks. I mean,
but their
some
cold
people
brews
do,
are like
sure.
constant. You know what I mean? It's like comforting because it always tastes the same amount of bad, but fine enough. You know,
I get that. I feel
so
that
there's a comfort
because
in that.
I always, you know, there were years where I was like, I need a Starbucks vanilla latte with an extra shot of espresso. I needed that every day for years. And it was, I liked that. It was like, I didn't know what I was going to get. 9 times out of 10, it was like really burnt, disgusting coffee. But that 1 time out of 10, it was like kind of good. And I like liked the flavor of it. And there was like a, you know, I just liked it. You know, so I get it, but I'm also saying like, that's what you get with Starbucks. They have all the different fruity, vegetable-y, weird, sweet, different versions of like, they have literally every version of a beverage you could find on the planet at Starbucks. So you're going to get people taking their time.
Yeah. There's multiple issues with that franchise and I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go there anymore.
That's not true. but I understand what you're saying, but it is frustrating and it definitely frustrates you more than anyone on planet Earth, I would say. When you're in line,
well, especially when I know that what I want, they just have to pour from a pitcher into a cup of ice and hand it to me. And this is year round, mind you, because I live in mm-hmm. Southern California. I'm drinking cold brews year round. Mm-hmm. If for the 2 weeks that it's cold, I'll maybe get a cappuccino. But even then, I'll know I want a cappuccino. Certainly when I'm in front of a person where I can order that cappuccino and I will say cappuccino and I'll move out of the way.
Yeah. You know where I love cappuccinos?
Where?
Can I tell you who has the best cappuccinos on planet?
Please.
On
if you
this
say earth? IHOP, I'm throwing the microphone through a window.
Definitely
and I'm
not
quitting
IHOP.
The podcast.
Definitely not IHOP. Okay. Australia knows how to make.
Just the country?
I'm telling you, yes. You can walk into any coffee shop in Australia and get a cappuccino.
Really? I did not know they were known for their cappuccinos.
You know why?
Why?
They put chocolate on top. They put dusted, delicious, rich, incredible chocolate on
why
the top
some people
of
put
every
cinnamon?
Cappuccino.
So I think people dust it with cinnamon here.
Cinnamon challenge, hey? You know,
I don't think...
Wait a minute. Is this episode 100?
It's not.
Oh, okay.
He said that in the email.
We got an email that says it's episode 100. It's not. It's 99. Next week, though, is a big... That's kind of exciting.
I think it's 98.
What?
I think this is episode 98.
Is it 98 or 99?
I think it's 98.
Oh my gosh. Look this at is like, so anticlimactic. I'm sorry, guys.
It's climactic.
That would have been so exciting if like next week was our... Our 100th episode, and it was the first
this
one of the
so
new year.
This is so climactic. So last week was 97. This will be 98.
Oh.
He's off by two.
Oh,
in that email. Okay. Like, congrats on 100. And it's like, well, we're not there yet.
Okay. Well, anyway, before we move into more things that need to relax, I wanted to say thanks to our first sponsor. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
We can talk more about coffee in Australia.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever go.
To Australia?
It's too far.
I want to go back.
Yeah.
Literally just for the cappuccinos. They're so good.
I mean, I'd like to go in New Zealand. It's just so far.
It is very far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, love, I'm going to help you out here today.
Okay.
Because
what you got?
You seem very stressed about this cappuccino Starbucks situation. You seem very stressed and anxious, and that stress can cause a lot of health problems.
Yeah.
You might be needing a doctor pretty soon.
Or a toilet. Well, I got more, but you got any?
Yes,
I do.
It's
your turn.
I actually think, unfortunately, when you get close to 100 episodes, I guess we're going to start repeating relaxes. I'm pretty confident we've already talked about this one, but like, I'm really upset with this one this week. So like, I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
The cloud. Like,
yeah, I think you've done the cloud.
I know you or I have. I know people talk about this, but like, it's not only like frustrating, like the concept of it, which I'll get into, but like, the fact that they made this place that's like, oh, this is where you store all your pictures and videos and whatever, but you have to pay for it. Like you have to pay for space on it and it's always full.
Right.
But like, there's no way for, I mean, maybe I'm just the dumbest person in the world.
Well,
but there's
I wouldn't say
literally
that.
No way for the human mind to understand the concept of it. Like the cloud,
what
are you talking about?
Well, it's like,
where is this place that holds all these things?
It's in server rooms
in
Palo Alto, California. Like it's like there's like just big warehouses full of computer servers where all this information is being stored. It's not like in an actual cloud.
But why is
did you think it was in an actual cloud?
I know it's not in a cloud, but I hate that it doesn't make sense. My brain can't comprehend it. I'm like, wait, so there's not room on my phone or there's not room on my computer or whatever. But if I buy this more room on this mysterious cloud, there's more room. Why does it cost money?
Do you know what? You have a hard drive, right? And you save things to it?
Yeah.
It's just like the hard drive is physically somewhere else, but it still has to be saved. So then when you get it back, you have to like download it from that hard drive that exists.
It just exists somewhere and I can just access it whenever I want. But
yeah,
like
Silicon
but
Valley.
Without Wi-Fi, like it just like exists, like just vibing somewhere. Like that none of it makes any sense.
Do you know what like a big server, have you seen what they look like in like movies or TV?
No. I don't watch movies.
There's
on TV.
Like warehouses just full of them. My brother, mm-hmm. our producer and editor of this mm-hmm. podcast, used to work in one mm-hmm. and designing them. Like mm-hmm. he truly did. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter how many times.
That's right.
Literally, you couldn't explain it to me more times than it would not make any sense to me.
It makes me
so angry that like no matter what, every time I turn on my phone, it's like,
full.
Hey, you have to buy more clouds. You have to buy all the clouds because you took a picture. If you want to take more pictures, you have to buy a cloud. I'm like, why does this cost money?
How your phone talks to you? Oh, did you take a picture?
It's so mucky. It's so like, did
it
you want to take
full.
More
I
pictures?
I don't like the cloud. I don't like the idea of it either.
Like why? It's
a hard drive
annoying.
Somewhere else that you're uploading your stuff to and it stays there so that it's not on your physical device.
But it is
device.
On my phone. I'm looking at it.
I know that it is getting a little bit
doesn't make any
hinky
sense
because like it'll be like you'll download something and it'll be like your music and then you'll go to listen to it and if you don't have service it's like well you can't because it's in the cloud and I didn't put it in the cloud who took it to the cloud
yeah
you know
it's
and I downloaded
really
it so I didn't have to deal so I could do it without service you're right but what it is a big old hard drive somewhere else.
What it is a big old scam is what it is.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this, it makes me so annoyed for so many reasons. I mean, I could go into how like makes no sense, like literally logically, like it doesn't make any sense. I hate it. But also like the money of it is so annoying. Like you're always just trying to make me pay for your cloud that like, I don't,
yeah, you're
this
paying,
is what's
like, rent.
This bothers me. So like I've had clouds in the past, obviously.
Uh-huh.
I do not use a cloud. No, like, cause I hate them so much. I'm
Some
like,
people
on strike
would say
against
that's
them.
Living on the edge.
It's very much living on the edge because if my phone breaks, which it is breaking right now,
or gets
I lose
lost, which you lose everything,
literally
all the time.
Everything on it gone.
Right.
Never see it again. If it was on the cloud, I could just download it again from the cloud. Right.
Do you back up anything on anything?
Literally nothing ever. My whole life.
You don't
life.
Like back it up on any of your
no,
computer or
not a no? chance. No. So I'm an idiot with that. I get that. But this is what bothers me is that like, I don't have a cloud. Like I don't use it. There's nothing on it. Like I don't have a cloud.
But it's
right?
full.
Yes. I get notifications once a week saying your cloud is full. You need to buy more storage. I'm like, I don't use it. I don't have one.
Never bought storage. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Right. This is just a push notification they send everybody or something because it's not full because I literally don't have one.
What do green text people have, you think? Like the people that have the phones that text green?
Androids.
Right. Do they have a cloud?
I don't know. But it's one of those things I just don't understand. Another thing I don't understand, Wi-Fi. What do you mean? Where is it? It's just like invisible in the sky. Like it's just like, what do you mean?
You ever listen to a radio in your car?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. A telephone? I don't get it. I can pick up a phone and talk to someone in London. What do you mean? How am I hearing their voice?
It's like radio waves.
That does not make sense. Where did it go? How is it doing that in real time? Think about how crazy that is.
Just Google it.
You can call someone in Spain right now and just talk to them right in this current exact moment. That literally doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
There was a really smart person or persons that figured that out and then made it widely usable.
But really think about it for real. That makes no sense.
I know.
It's so confusing.
Just don't think about it too much, you know? The moon makes the tides? Come on. I know how and why, but like it's too much. I'm not going to stress
about
it.
It's so weird, right? Yeah. There's a lot of things like that. But anyway, the iPhone cloud situation really pissing me off. Really needs to relax. I don't like it.
Wi-Fi
makes me mad.
If Wi-Fi is going through it, because it goes through like walls and stuff, I guess it goes through us too.
Like a ghost?
So if you're watching something like outside, like, you know, behind me and I'm closer to the router, is what you're watching going through my body?
I don't know. Probably. But guys, I could talk about this. We could keep talking about this stuff and we will, but I just need to say before I forget, because I will forget because we talk so much on this and then we get so excited about the next topic. We change topics around. I'm so excited for this episode. I forgot to say this at the top of the episode. I pranked Eric so hard today and I have footage of it. And I think I'm going to reveal it on this episode. It's so good.
How is that? That's not a prank. You told me.
Don't say it for the end. I want to say not for the end. Just maybe the next segment or something. Because I want to keep talking about what we're talking about. But like, I don't want to forget to show this. I'm going to show you guys what I did to Eric today. It was a prank.
It's not funny.
Literally was a prank. But anyway, so that's coming up very soon. And I was crying. I was laughing so hard. But anyway, let's go back to things that don't make any sense. Because this is a fun topic for me.
Okay.
There's so many things in the world.
These are not things that don't make sense. They make sense that you just have to like
you just
search
have to
out
not
that,
be dumb. I get it.
Well, you have to educate yourself on like the information.
I have. It makes no sense. Wi-Fi doesn't make any sense. Telephones don't make any sense. AirClouds, iClouds, total scam doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
None of these things make any sense.
Uh-huh.
What are other things that make no sense?
I don't know.
Come on. Let's hear it.
Well, I think those things, you know,
they don't make don't relative sense. Like they make any sense.
Well, I don't claim to be a scholar in any of these subjects.
But I feel like there are things that my brain's not big enough to understand that like I can see how it could be understood.
Right.
So like, for example, like weather.
Yeah. I was
like,
just going to say weather.
So it's wind, like it's weird. It's invisible, but it's like blowing things around. And you're like, what? Or like tornadoes. Like we were watching a thing on tornadoes and it was explaining the hot weather and the cold weather and how it makes this tube of like, you know, like I can see it. And a scientist can explain these things to me with bigger brains than me, better brains than me. And I'm like, I don't get it, but I see how someone could get it.
Are you a visual learner?
Very much a visual learner.
Yeah. So that thing, 100%. Were you paying attention? We're watching this thing on tornadoes.
A little.
And they graphed it all out, but I it was still hard to understand.
But you could see that how people could understand it.
Yes.
You're watching it and you're going, okay, like my brain's not grasping this, but like I see how there is an explanation for this and I accept that.
Right.
And I understand that.
Right.
But these are things that like, they literally don't make sense to me. Like the concept of Wi-Fi and the concept of the air cloud and telephones, like, my brain just will never be like, no, that makes sense. I accept that. Like my brain's like, no, it doesn't make any sense. Another thing that makes no sense is traffic on the freeway when there's like not an accident or there's like not a reason for it. Like, it's just like, oh, well, there's a lot of people right now. Like if everyone just drives, then you go.
It's just moving. Yeah.
So why is it like, why can't we all just go? And then we're
like
all going.
It bottlenecked somewhere. Somebody was driving too slow. I don't know.
I don't buy it.
It's annoying. Speaking of that, like car engines. You know, I wish I could like, I don't
airplanes
know.
Flying. Nope.
Right. But I'm just saying, I could never fix almost anything on a car. It's never going to make sense to me, but people are mechanics and they fix cars.
So that one's not out of the realm of understanding to me. I'm like, I get that people get it and understand.
If you're a good engineer and you're very mechanical, sure. But like, I'm never going to know that. There's no way.
But you understand that other people can get it.
Right.
The cloud? No.
Airplanes, you know, the other day when we were getting on an airplane like a few weeks ago, I was watching them put all the luggage in and I knew how much luggage we had for your shows and all these people. It was a full flight. I'm like, how's this thing flying so heavy?
I know.
It's already made of metal.
It doesn't make any sense.
And then you've seen things where, you know, you're watching the air go over the wing and it goes under and it pushes it up and they have, you know, the engines and like the rudders, like all these things. But like, how is it still in the air?
I don't know. It doesn't make
any
sense.
How is it still flying? And then if you get a peek into the cockpit, all the buttons up there.
It's a lot of buttons.
Gauges.
So many.
But that's easy for somebody. That's just their job that they do every day.
I know, but still. But still, nothing compares to me. Even the traffic thing I just said, nothing compares to me like a cloud. The cloud doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think you just have a fear of things that you can't see. Because you're a visual person.
Maybe. Yeah, I am a very visual person.
Yeah.
But so I think that's the problem is I can see it. I can see it on my phone. I can see it on my computer. And they're like, man, you don't have room unless you buy it. And I'm like, okay. And then I pay $5 and then I can see it on my phone or my computer. What do you mean there was no room? There's clearly room if I can see it now on my phone or my computer. It's a lie. Uh-huh. So it's not, the iCloud is nothing but a lie.
Wi-Fi is wireless technology used to connect computers, tablets.
You reading this is not going to be helpful.
It is a radio signal sent from a wireless router to a nearby device.
Doesn't make any sense, though.
Which translates the signal into data.
Yeah.
Data.
You just said all words that still did not explain anything.
Well, it's the same. It's a radio signal. It's a signal.
Do you understand radio?
No!
Exactly.
I don't.
It doesn't make any sense.
Sound waves that are being received by an antenna? Wait, so it goes into metal and then into a speaker and we can hear it?
We got to say thanks to our next sponsor. And
who
then,
is that?
Well, obviously, it's Liquid IV.
Oh, they're back.
Oh, man. I'm so glad they're back.
Best friends.
I'm so glad they're back. I love Liquid IV so much. You guys, Liquid IV, here's why I love Liquid IV. One, it keeps us hydrated, especially Eric. He drinks it like, you know, he drinks a lot more liquids than I do. I'm not very good about it. But that's why Liquid IV is great, because if you're not good about drinking liquids, it's very good at hydrating you. But also, it's made me so popular because they send us Liquid IV and everyone I know is like, oh, can I have some of your Liquid IV? Like wants it. I am literally the most popular person in my family because of Liquid IV. And this is not a joke. They did not tell me to say this. This is real. Like everyone wants it.
They sent us a bunch and it was on a shelf in our pantry and everyone would be like, hey, can I get some of that? And they'd be like, hey, can I get some of that for my dad?
Can I have some of that for my friend? Yeah. Oh, and my son loves this. Like everyone's like,
Anybody who ever came over to our house would just leave with like a bag filled with it.
I have a friend of mine who's a nurse at an urgent care. And she's like, can I please take some of this for all my nurse friends? And then she's like, oh my God, all my nurse friends loved it at the hospital. Like I'm getting more. I have family members who are obsessed. Like everyone loves, this is like such a good sponsor for us because like, this is all genuine. I haven't even started reading the ad yet. Okay, everyone, the time has come. I'm going to show you the prank I did on Eric today. So I keep seeing this on TikTok. And at first I thought it was really odd and mean and weird. And then I kind of got into it and I was like, dang it. So people are doing this trend where they're telling their parents, usually it's a mom, that someone died that they love, like a celebrity, and getting their reaction. And at first I was like, that's kind of weird. Because if I saw a video of someone like showing someone like, not that I'm a celebrity, but like Colleen Ballinger is dead. Like I'd be like, oh, that'd make me feel kind of icky, you know?
Yeah.
So at first I was like, ew, I don't think I like this. But then like the more and more I watched, I was like, oh, it's kind of funny. So
why?
Now, so I'm going to show Eric, the trend.
It's not funny at all.
And you guys can watch along. And then I'm gonna show you what I did to Eric today. Okay. So here we go. This is the trend. What?
Martha Stewart dead at 81.
She's so shook.
Oh my gosh. Billy Joel dead at 73.
What?
People get
Paul
so
McCartney
mad.
Dead at 80.
What? No way.
Yes, bruh. Heart attack.
Oh, she went on. She like made up a story.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, there's only one Beatle left.
Oh my God. What? Barbara Streisand dead, age 80.
What?
Where did they say that?
John Bon Jovi dead at 60.
Shut up!
Oh no, she's
this
so
is
sad.
Not funny. Why is this funny?
It's not funny. So okay, so the ones that I've seen that are funny, I'm stopping. Okay, this I hadn't watched this compilation yet. The ones that I've seen are funny are the ones where they tell someone that Donald Trump is dead. Like those ones are funny to me because everyone's reaction is so different. So I've seen a lot of those, and those are the ones because it's like you see people who are like fans of him who are like devastated, and then you see ones that are like people are like there's one that was like total plot twist. She was like, Donald Trump dead, and the mom was like, oh, what? Oh, damn it, I wanted him to go to jail. Like, and so like, there's like ones that are plot twists, like, yeah. And you don't know what people are, how people are going to react. And also another thing that I think is funny about it is like the people, how random their favorite celebrity is. Like you see this woman and you would never expect like them to say like who, you know, like each celebrity is always like, oh my gosh, I love how much this person must love Shania Twain or whatever, whoever it is.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know why it's entertaining, but it's trending right now. So at first I was against it, and I was like, who would I say to Eric? And I almost did Donald Trump to you, 'cause I was like, I don't know what your reaction would be to that. And so I was like, I was so curious, but I was like, I think I'd rather do someone that like, I know that you enjoy. It's not that he's your favorite person in the world, but like, I feel like
often. Did you choose an old person specifically? So it was more believable.
I literally don't know who he is. So like,
well, you said 80.
Isn't he 80?
Yeah, I would say, and I would say that's on the older
so
side.
I said Mark Scorsese only because I feel like,
say it again.
I don't know how to say his name. It's not Scorsese.
What's his first name?
I don't know. I don't
say
know.
It again. Just say it what again. Is just it? Say what you said.
I said Mark Scorsese. What is it?
Martin Scorsese.
Scorsese. I really do think I thought it was Mark. I might have even said Mark in the video. But I don't know anything about movies or TV, guys. We've established this. Right. And I'm an idiot with that stuff. And I'm sorry. I'm so stupid and lame with that. But Eric loves movies. And what I feel like at least once a week, probably closer to three times a week, Eric mentions some Martin Scorsese film that he likes or wants me to watch, or he just watched or talks or references, because he does like him as a director, yeah, right?
Sure.
I don't know if he's your favorite. I wouldn't say he's your favorite. I'd say you like him a lot and it's someone you talk about and you've seen a lot of his films.
Yes.
So when I was trying to think of who's Eric's favorite celebrity, I literally couldn't think of a favorite celebrity, but like that name just kept popping in my mind as someone you talk about a lot.
Like fanboy, but right. Like for directors.
You'd say probably him, right? So I was like, who would he care about? If they pass, I was like, I feel like he might care about this, but I was like, I don't know. So I didn't even film it well because I was like, I'm not going to put this anywhere because like, he's probably just gonna be like, what? What are you talking about? Like, I didn't even think you'd have a reaction.
Right.
But his reaction is so funny. So I'm going to show it to you guys.
I don't even know.
It is funny because like the dramatics of it. Okay, here we go.
You like that Mark Scorsese guy, right? He's dead at 80.
You look like you're gonna throw up. You spit. You spit. I've never seen
I'm
you
kidding.
Spit. I have.
It was so strange. You just. You came outside, which was first of all weird. So it's, you're already outside, which is already weird to me. And then you're yelling at me across the yard that like a celebrity has died. It was just so weird. And then you're like, just kidding. They didn't. It's like, what's
happening? Okay. But here's the deal is that like, first of all, I love that I said Mark. I thought it was Mark this whole time. And in my defense, one, I don't know anyone, but two, you mumble. So say his name right now and don't think about it. Just this.
Martin Scorsese.
You sound like you're saying Mark.
Okay.
Say it again.
Martin Scorsese.
Okay. Now you said Martin.
Martin.
But you're always like Martin Scorsese. Like it's like.
No, I don't talk about him. I think it's just because I put on one movie of his. So I was like, hey, I don't talk about him a lot.
You do talk about him a lot.
Just talking about him all the time?
No,
so
not
weird.
All the time. Not all the time. But like if you're talking about films you like or film you want to watch or film you're interested in or a film that you want to like reference something that you liked in or some, you know, something like that. Like I feel like you don't talk about him a lot. Sure. I wouldn't say a lot, but like of all the directors, you certainly talk about him the most. Okay. And if you're talking about films you like, or films that have been something to use, usually one of his, I think. Okay. But I definitely always thought it was Mark Scorsese. And in fact, I feel like I Google searched if he like his age to say that. And it corrected it, but I'm pretty confident that I would have searched Mark Scorsese.
Well, I hope he's okay. I'm glad he's okay.
He's okay. He's totally fine. He's not dead.
I hope he's okay.
I just love that you
spit
bent over. In devastation and disbelief, the most dramatic, like insane. It was so funny. I was not expecting it. I think that's why it made me laugh so hard.
I didn't know what it was going to be.
So you guys were
like,
just
did
listening.
You look at Twitter? I was like, I don't know what my heart drops. I was like, I didn't know what it could
sometimes
have been.
Sometimes I forget this is a podcast, an audio medium. Uh-huh. So for those of you who couldn't see it, obviously the video is he's outside. And when I say that Mark Scorsese dies, Eric bends over. Like all the way, puts his hands on his knees and like bends all the way over so intensely and like just needs to breathe. Like he's like, he can't even stand up straight. He's so devastated. And then spits. I've never seen you spit in all the years I've known you. Yeah, I was like, my thought was like, is he going to throw up? And then I see stuff come out of your mouth. I was like, is he vomiting? Like, what is happening? But anyway.
Sounds like you've never seen anyone spit before.
I mean, I definitely.
Vomiting?
The instinct, I see something come out of your mouth. He was very far away from me, too.
I was in vom position, to be fair, also.
Yeah. So anyway, that was very funny to me.
For you.
Yeah. See, I wish I was not on TikTok, because if I didn't know that trend existed and you did that to me with like Sutton Foster or like Bernadette Peters or like some big like Patti LaBelle.
You would think it was funny?
LaPone. No, I would cry. Like, I wish you got it on film of me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I wish you could have done that prank to me, because I feel like I would have instantly burst into tears or like scream
and
or something.
That would have been funny to me, to make you cry.
It would not have been funny. I don't like pranks. I don't think pranks are funny,
right?
But I'm saying, like, you would have gotten a better reaction than what I got of you.
You would have spit?
I wouldn't have spit. I would have probably screamed. I would have been like, I don't know. I would have gasped and clutched my pearls, like freaked out.
Right.
I would have been very sad.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know why that's a trend, but I wanted to do it to you.
I don't know why it is either, but it's mostly kids doing it to their
parents. Now I kind of wish that I had done Donald Trump or something like that.
Don't even say,
but I didn't want to get like political name about it. So I was like, I just want it to be fun and silly. So like, that's why I did that guy. But I couldn't think of anyone. So like, if you were to say like who your favorite celebrity is, who would you say?
I don't really. Yeah, I'm not really.
If you had to like have a list of people you like a lot, the celebrities.
I would just think, I mean, like actors that I like, I guess, you know.
Who?
Like who are my favorite actors?
Yeah, I literally don't know.
Like right now?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. I don't know.
You can't name one?
I mean, I know that there's people whose performances I always like, you know, really like.
Like who?
Like Christian Bale or like DiCaprio, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis, like those kind of people.
What about women?
What about women?
Are there, what women do you like?
So many?
No, I'm serious. I want to know.
Like,
like what women you think are good actors that you're like, oh, this is a
Meryl
one of my favorite.
Streep.
She's so good.
Frances McDormand, who's in all the Coen Brothers movies.
That none of those words, I know what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
What's a Coen brother movie?
They're directors.
Okay.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? And
okay, that's a good movie.
You know, Saving Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's the list goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're all great.
Yeah.
Every actor.
You know who's
love actors.
An incredible actress who's like now going to probably be like.
You?
Definitely not me. I'm not, but.
I think so.
Megan Fay.
Yeah, on White Lotus, yeah.
She's so good.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that you knew her a little bit and had sung with her before. Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
Yeah, I did.
I never know, I never know that, oh, this was a Broadway person. I'm never aware of that.
Yeah, I am, because if we're ever watching something, that's the only thing I know about famous people,
right,
is if they've done Broadway. But so Eric watched White Lotus and then I watched it after him. Like he'd started it and then I got caught up in a couple nights while I was wrapping Christmas presents so that we could watch the finale together. Cause I saw season one, loved it. Season two, I hadn't seen yet, but Eric started watching it and I was kind of flitting in and out of the room.
Yeah. He couldn't sit still.
But I saw her on the screen and I didn't recognize her. Like I didn't even. And so then later, like when Corey was like, wait, you've sung with her. I was like, oh, Megan. Yeah. I sang with Megan a long time ago, like 10 years ago. And he was like, she's in White Lotus. I was like, what? What part is she? And I had been watching you watch it and I hadn't even recognized her.
For like an entire episode.
I didn't recognize her
at
all.
Time. Yeah.
But I saw her in Next to Normal on Broadway, which is one of my favorite musicals. And she was unreal, so good. And I was like unhealthily obsessed with her. I'd performed with her a couple times and she's lovely and she's so sweet and like she's fabulous. Like I love her so much. But I was obsessed with her performance of this song, Say the Word by Kerrigan and Loudermilk, like at some like musical theater cabaret, because in musical theater, typically it's like such big acting. It's so camp, like, and that's what something I love about theater, but she was able to captivate me, an entire audience, with this performance where she barely moved. Like she didn't move. Her face, you could tell what she was thinking just by her face being still and through her eyes. And I was so fascinated by that.
About. Yeah.
And I thought she was so incredible. And I was like, oh my God, you don't have to make big facial expressions to let people know what you're thinking. Like I was, you know, I was like 21, 22 at the time. And I was just so fascinated by her and by that. I'd never seen that in theater really before. And she did that in White Lotus because she's such an incredible actress. There's so many moments in White Lotus where she was like, she would use her eyes barely, her facial expressions barely.
Mm-hmm.
And like, everyone on Twitter was like, oh my gosh, this moment, she's so good. Look at how much she says with just like one blink. Like, yeah. She's
I wonder how
so
that translates.
Good.
Like, could you do that in a Broadway theater? Like,
she
like,
did.
You know?
Oh yeah.
Because the video you showed me, it was like a more intimate kind of cabaret, and it was fantastic, but she didn't move almost at all.
But her brain
was
moving.
And it was all there. Yes.
It was all in her
eyes.
Yeah,
you could see it all. But like if you're sitting, you know, in second mezzanine row L, you know,
it works.
Like you can,
it works.
I'm sure like you can hear, but you can't, if you can't see her face, essentially is what I'm saying. Then doesn't,
I feel like you can feel the energy because she did sure. And next to normal. I saw her in a big theater and like, and she did that and she was fabulous, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
I saw James Gandolfini who played Tony Soprano, Sopranos like in a play and I was in the back and it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how I got on that, but
yeah, you did.
Because you're talking about fabulous women actresses and she was just the first one to pop in my mind because we just watched White Lotus. Anyway, let's say thanks to our next sponsor. This episode is all over the place. I'm sorry.
I still have more things that need to relax.
Well, we've got two more segments for you to talk about.
You gonna prank me anymore?
If you want me to. I was about to pull up the ad, but instead I pulled up my grocery list. So that's where I'm at today.
Wow. If you prank me anymore, I think I'm going to need therapy.
Alrighty, lovey. What else you got today?
Well, I just looked at my notes that I keep, all my research app. I do for this podcast,
yes.
And all my prep work that I do in the notes section of my phone.
Yes.
And I realized that I didn't want to do the Starbucks one first.
Oh, what did you
want
to do?
I wanted to start off with what needs to relax is packages that have the picture of what's inside on the side of the package.
At Christmas time?
At Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
At any time.
Mm-hmm.
Since when did we start just putting the pictures of everything on the side of a package?
I only have issues with it at Christmas time because the rest of the year, it actually drives me crazy when I get a box inside a box. That really is upsetting to me.
It is, but sometimes now they'll just send it in the, and it's just box. Or they'll send it in a box with a picture of it. But either way, it ruins gift giving because, you know, people see the
that
packages.
Happened to me.
That happened to something that you got me.
Yeah, I got him this like wagon stroller.
I think that was my, am I wrong?
That was
like my
big
gift.
Big gift because it was expensive as F.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like I knew one of your big gifts to me was like something we need as a family and we want as a family. Uh-huh. And so I was like, okay, I can get him a gift we need as a family. And like, you know, you're always seeing the kids on walks and it's hard with just, you have the twins in a stroller and like Flynn's kind of what you have to hold his hand or whatever. And I was like, we need like a big wagon type thing. So I got him a big wagon thing to push the kids around in, but it came just like with a picture on the side of the box. And
yeah.
He's like, what
a
is that?
A detailed
picture.
Like,
oh, come on.
I wasn't like, what is that? I was like, this is what I knew exactly
yeah, you were
what
like,
it was.
Did you get that? And I was like, oh, that's your big present this year for Christmas.
And almost all the kids' toys, you know, which there's no way to keep up with like when it's going to arrive and if you're going to walk by it with them or whatever. But like, I don't remember this ever being a problem. And also I feel like it would be like, if someone were inclined to steal packages, which I know is like a really common occurrence and has happened to me, like if it just shows like what's on the side of it, I feel like it makes it more
easier
pickings.
Yeah, that's
what are we doing?
I'm just saying, I only think it's bad at holiday time because the rest of the year I'm always like, this is so wasteful. Why do they put this box inside of a box? Like just stick the shipping label on the actual box.
But so so then how do we fix this then?
Well, I think around the holidays, you just...
Can companies make just blank boxes?
Well,
just
no, because you want... Because then you have to open a box and look at the parts inside. If it's not like... No, you got to have the box. The companies keep doing what they're doing. It's the shipping people. Maybe there is a way to be like, hey, this is a gift.
Right.
Which actually there is on Amazon. It says, is this a gift?
Yeah, but they'll still... Like, I think that's for like smaller items. They will like put it in like a bag. Close your eyes. I don't know. Since that ruined your big gift to me this year, I just thought that would strike.
Well, it didn't ruin it because it actually worked out because we were able to use it when we went out.
I got to open it early, I suppose.
Wait a second, though, because I had another relax that I really wanted to say, and it's a quick one.
Fair enough.
Probably won't even relate to it.
Okay.
But I, the other day on Insta Stories, was talking about pet peeves.
Yeah.
And then people were sending me their pet peeves, like writing in what their pet peeves were. So I was saying things that everyone knows bother me, like saying espresso instead of espresso, saying supposedly instead of supposedly, you know, stuff like that. Chewing with your mouth open, normal things that like...
Just all things I do?
You don't say supposedly.
That's so funny. I guess I apparently do the other two.
Yeah, but that's okay. Because now you said...
I'm chewing my food. I don't want to choke. I got to get into it.
You know, the smack in your lips moments, like...
Espresso. I mean...
Whatever. But the smack in your lips thing, it doesn't bother me when it's like you're in a loud restaurant, you can't hear it, whatever. But it's like when we're in silence...
Yeah.
And the only sound is the sound of smacking lips. That's when I'm like, do you not hear that? Like, I'm just really genuinely confused by it. I'm like, yeah. I just don't understand how someone could do that and be like...
I think you like a lot of my noises.
I love your noises.
Do you still love me even though I make all these noises?
What noises do I not like that you make? That's the only one.
That, like, when I eat, when I sleep.
I like when you sleep. That's a great sound. but that's really the only sound I can think of, like smacking lips, I think. Oh, no, there's one other one. I was going to do it if we did one of those ick TikToks, which I think we're not going to do. But if we were ever to do one of those ick TikToks mm-hmm. that people do where they'd use the voice changer mm-hmm. and like talk about each other's icks, there's only two sounds that you make. Because I really honestly don't even mind your snoring. Like you're uh-huh. snoring, like it'll keep me awake or whatever, but it never is like, I'm never like, oh my God, he's snoring. I'm like, oh, he's snoring. He's sleeping next to me. It reminds me of back when we first started like being together and like hearing you snore at night. It would make me like be like, oh my gosh, like I get to listen to him snore. It was like so exciting.
What a privilege.
It really was. Like it's still to this day, like when you snore. I mean, talk to me in 5 years.
I feel like you're being genuine.
I really am. So talk to me in 5 years. Maybe I won't say this anymore, but like the snoring, like last night you were snoring a lot and I was never mad. I just like, if it gets to a point where I can't sleep, I'll like rub your back or like rub your arm or something to get you mm-hmm. to like wake up and turn and snore again. So, but like, it doesn't make me mad. I'm just like, oh, he's sleeping. But anyway, there's one other sound that I'm like, what's that noise? And this is coming from a person who has no room to talk. 'Cause I make a lot of disgusting sounds.
Yeah.
The other one, so smacking your lips when you eat.
Don't throw stones in glass houses.
I'm about to. So when you eat, I don't mind chewing noises. It's like loud smacking.
Okay.
When there's silence.
Good note.
But this is the other one. When you yawn sometimes, it's only smell my breath sounds. Like, like that. Have you ever noticed?
No. Do I yawn? Am I yawning often? I don't even think I yawn.
In the morning, there's always one yawn that's like.
And I'm just like smelling.
And
this.
It just sounds like, how can I get the most amount of my breath in the room possible? It doesn't sound like a yawn. It's like, It's like, that kind of a sound. And I know I make, you could fire at me right now.
I could.
10 trillion.
I could.
Things about the sounds I make. But those are the only two I don't like.
Because you know you sleep. You don't snore. Mm-hmm. But you sleep with your.
Mouth agape.
Jaw unhinged, know, like a snake, disgusting. So wide on your back. And I would say, speaking of breath in the morning,
brutal.
That like you should see a doctor because there must be a prescription for the Taco Bell rot that is being exhaled from you every morning. And I love you.
This is why I brush my teeth the second I wake up and I don't understand
how other you're still not even
awake. And you won't.
Well, I know I'm going to immediately have coffee and then I won't.
You're like, give me a good morning kiss. I'm like, have you lost your mind? You're going to die if you give me a kiss in the morning.
Yeah, I would. I don't try that anymore.
I warned you though. Okay. So the other thing I was going to say about, that needs to relax.
Okay.
So I was doing this pet peeve thing on Insta Stories, right?
Right.
And then people were sending me theirs. And one person said something that like, oh my God, I've never thought about except for in the moments when it actually happens to me. But when it's over, I never think about it again. And I was like, oh my God, this is the worst thing that could ever happen to someone. And I hate it so much. When you're getting out of the shower, I can't even say it. And like a hair... like it's attached or wraps around like a wet toe, or like a wet foot, like a long hair.
This has never happened to me.
Oh.
Unless it's been like your hair and our shower's not draining,
right?
It
is. I don't know what about it is like unbelievably gross. It
must happen to
you
all the time.
Gross to me. Not all the time. No. But some, like, especially if like there's a hair on like the bath mat when you step out of the shower and like your wet foot steps onto the wet hair and like it gets attached. Like that is so like... so grotesque.
What is it about hair that you think is so?
I couldn't tell you. I don't like, I think hair is so gross. I just want to.
Like we've gotten meals and there's been like, you know, it happens. People have hair. people that work in restaurants have hair. Sometimes, like, you know, hair gets in or around food, right?
Right.
And I think there's a certain kind of person that will take it off.
Psychopaths.
And keep eating.
Yeah.
You know, just bury that.
Nope.
Like core memory.
It's trash. I can't.
Whereas you, like, starving.
Starving, can't touch starving. It, won't eat.
Will immediately go, and then throw eat. It out.
I can't eat.
And just starve.
Yeah, I know it's an issue I have.
But it's funny because you are someone that has so much hair that comes off
of
you.
On the top of my head.
You shed. Okay, relax. But I'm just saying, like, but literally, like, the conversations I've had with plumbers about your hair, it's...
I know. This is not something I like about myself. This is not a flex. I don't enjoy that my hair falls out of my head and it gets everywhere.
You get hair on your feet getting out of the shower. It's like, well, our showers, the bottom of it's covered in hair.
Yeah, it's my hair. I'm aware of this. I'm not saying that it's like, this is your hair, someone else's hair. It's my hair. It's gross. When it's on my head, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Once a piece comes out, oh, that is so nasty. Yeah. Like a single loose hair.
Is it just on your head?
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter where it is. If I see a single loose hair on the ground, like up from my head, on the ground, on a counter, on a chair, I am repulsed. If there is a hair.
But people wash their hair. They condition their hair. I mean,
I do.
Sometimes, yeah.
Every other day I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes every 3 days.
Yeah.
But usually every other day.
It's not like you found like a sock in your food or. A dirty.
I would still eat a sock. If there was a sock in my food, I'd probably still eat it.
Yeah, what's it about hair?
I don't know. I don't like it. It's so gross. I'm not kidding. This is something not good about me. I'm not saying this is a cool thing or this is something I'm going to get made fun of for. But like, if I go to a restaurant and I have to go sit down in a chair and if there's a hair on the chair, I won't sit in it. Doesn't matter if you remove the chair, I can't sit in that chair.
You won't sit on a chair if it's like vinyl and there's a little rip in it.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Yeah, you have
issues.
A lot to talk about with your therapist.
And I've dealt with that since for as long as I can remember, since I was a little girl. My parents have pictures of me in restaurants where I'm like standing by the table or sitting on my hands at a chair because I don't want my butt to touch the seat. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, now
I don't
having
know.
Kid, I mean, we all have our isms and like now having three kids, like they start
right
the
away.
Isms start those isms. Right at your big ism.
I know. Well, guys, we have to stop talking about how stupid I am and talk about what? our next.
We were talking about how stupid you were earlier. We were talking about how grossed out you are.
Well, now we're talking about how gross and weird I am, I guess. Right. All right, Lovey, what else you got for us today?
I have a couple more things. Mm-hmm. And they both have to do with hair and your head. Okay. Funny enough.
Oh my gosh.
But I wrote this note to myself. I don't know what time of night or day. Okay. But I was thinking about hair. Mm-hmm. And do any of us know what we're doing?
With our hair?
With our hair.
I know I don't.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I've never gotten the same haircut twice. There's no timetable for it. It's all at random or a whim or an urge. I never have bought like the same kind of like putty or wax or pomade twice. You know what I mean? It's like, whatever. Like I never know. I don't have like a process. No idea what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder, do other people feel this way that like I wear hats a lot because I just don't, cause it's just easy. Cause it don't have to worry about my hair and what to do with it and what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Throughout the day. And if I had washed it the night before or that morning, like what it could become, you know, it's a little bit on the longer side now. So it's even more, can be even, you know, more variables could happen.
Right.
And I just have this feeling that even at my age, I've got no idea.
Right.
No idea. And I wonder if other people, if you feel the same.
Well,
cause you have routines and your hair always looks great.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I feel as far as like styling my hair, I've got that down usually. Like, I'm not saying my hair is ever styled, but like if I ever I'm like, oh, I want my hair to look like a beachy wave or a big curl or straight or curly, like I know how to do those things now.
Right.
But as far as like the cut, that's something I never know what to do. Like I never know what to do. I don't trust anyone to do it. I don't know how to do it. I haven't cut my hair for years.
But you'll talk about it. You'll be like, I kind of want to cut it.
I want to cut it so short.
I want to cut bangs. I want to do that. But like, you don't, do it. And when you do it, you're not happy that you know what I mean?
I hate it,
like,
every time.
I feel like it's a lose-lose situation.
Yes.
With hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I want to cut my hair so bad. I've been talking about it for months. Since before Halloween, I'm like, I'm cutting bangs. I'm cutting my hair off. And I haven't done it. And it's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
It's way too long. Maybe you should cut it tonight. Do you want to cut it?
Sure. But yeah, and I want to get a haircut too. But I'm like, well, where do I go? I don't have a place. I don't have a person. Even if I did find a good haircut, like I wouldn't remember that. I don't know. I wouldn't go back to the same person. You know what I mean? Because yeah. It'd be like so much time has passed. It was like, it's easier like when you work an acting job and they just, you know, they cut your hair and they do it for, you know, whatever. Yeah. But like when it's your personal life, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I just don't.
I know. I feel it's, that.
And I don't like, I really don't like sitting for haircuts.
No way. That's one of the main reasons I won't do it. Is I don't want to sit and have someone cut me for hours.
I actually get anxiety in haircuts.
Yeah.
Like I don't like sitting there and being still while someone does that. Like I feel like an ick for me would be like getting the spray bottle when they spray your hair. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then they comb it. I don't know if they do this for
they wash your hair for girls usually.
Yeah, well that too. Yeah, leaning back in that sink, but you're not really leaning all the way back. You're kind of just like kind of holding yourself up, like it's like uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then they touch you up and then they'll comb it all forward and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's just, and then it's just, I just hate the whole process.
Me
and
too.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I still haven't learned or come up with like any kind of routine or things I can rely on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's frustrating. I feel the same way, but I'm really want to cut my hair. Maybe you can cut it for me tonight.
If that's what you want, if that sounds fun to you.
I want to cut it off so bad.
So then this leads me to hats.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a person with a larger.
Wait, so what needs to relax? Just hair?
Just hair.
Styles?
Basics.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. It's more abstract, I guess.
Okay.
But so I was thinking about this because then I'm like, well, I wear a lot of hats because it's like, you know, you just throw it on and you go. Mm-hmm. Lots of different hats. I also like hats.
Mm-hmm.
And my head is larger, I think, than average, you know, because I have a very large brain. I'm very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And so are my kids. My kids all have 99 percentile heads, or so their pediatricians tell me. You, I think I have a larger head, right?
I do, yeah.
Very big brain, right? So when I go to buy these hats that I have, it's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And what really gets me is when it says one size fits all hat.
No, that's always a lie.
And it... Oh, there's nothing worse than have a tight hat on your head. Like, I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel, like, head-shamed when I go to buy a one-size-fits-all hat, and it's, like, not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah.
And some, like, even, like, your average, like, your trucker hat or whatever, like, won't fit. Like, you have trucker hats for your merch now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even fit my head. You know what I mean? I'm the kind of guy who's like, you know how they get buckles and it's got the little dots?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm on the last one.
Yeah.
I'm all the way at the edge.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry you feel head shamed.
And I feel head shamed about it.
You know, I feel that, but I actually hate hats. I only wore hats when I cut bangs and I immediately regret them.
You've been wearing a hat for like weeks, this one that you
bought. I'm practicing out. I'm trying out like for when I cut my bangs. Yeah.
You don't want it?
Because bangs are like a chore because then you have to style them every day.
Uh-huh.
You can't just like have your hair down like this. What I'm doing right now, like I haven't washed my hair yet today. So this is like leftover hairs from yesterday. And so like it's dirty and gross and I can just have my hair down and dirty and gross. But like if you have bangs, you can't do that. You have to like wash and style the bangs every day. It's like real annoying.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that. So then that's when you put on a hat.
Do you know a lot of famous actors have massive heads?
It's like I didn't know that.
Yeah. When you meet like a lot of like famous actors in
what
person.
What if it's just everyone has massive
like
heads?
Just
what if everyone
heads?
Has massive heads, but like they're making us all think we all have massive heads because like they make hats too small.
Because the hat industry, big hat, is like wants us to be insecure
maybe that's
about
a
our
problem.
Head size.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I can't buy any of their hats.
But I'm just saying, maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's not our heads. Maybe it's everyone's head is big and we're just like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's the hat industry, love.
Well, I think haberdasheries need to come back. We need
what's
custom
that?
Hats. It's where it's like a custom hat place.
You wouldn't
haberdasher.
Wait.
Haberdashery.
You wouldn't be willing to go get a haircut, but you're willing to have someone measure your head and like get a custom.
No,
I would never.
I just think
that.
It's cool that like, you know, it used to be a thing in like the 30s, 40s, 50s. Like everyone wore hats. Women wore hats. Men wore hats. People wore hats. Everyone had hats. There was like hat racks, you know?
Yeah.
Because everyone was wearing a hat.
Right.
At least outside. They didn't come in and they take off their hat. I don't know. I think that's cool. Now most hats get a bad rap, but like those are ones that are like kind of measured and can come in larger sizes. But if you like, but just like regular hats, the kinds that they, you know, just sell, they don't, It'll fit my big noggin.
I think you found quite a few hats that work. You love a hat. You've worn a lot of hats.
I know. I just wish that, like, in particular, well, it's going to fit one size fits all. It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't fit my head.
I'm sorry,
love. Am I not all enough for you?
You're not all.
You yeah. don't have the same problem? You have the same problem.
I don't
problem.
Like hats, so I don't really have many hats. Like, I hats bug me. So, like, sometimes I like the look of a hat, but, like, I immediately want it off my head. Like, it's like, I can't really see fully. Like, I don't like that. It's like my vision is impaired.
You know what's wild to me? Speaking of see, like it annoys you because you can't see fully.
Mm-hmm.
As a person who lives in Southern California.
You've talked about this so many times.
You do not. And you refuse to wear sunglasses.
It impairs my vision.
You never wear sunglasses. Not driving straight into the sun.
I hate
them. Not at the beach. Not walking around outside in the sun. Not that you do that often, but, like, you know.
I hate sunglasses.
You got to get from place to place.
I don't know how people wear them. I literally feel blind.
I bought you a bunch of sunglasses and you just, like.
I don't know how people just wear them. You can't see anything when you're wearing sunglasses. Everything is dark.
I love sunglasses so much.
I can't see anything with them on. I'm like, first of all, the rims, it's impairing a whole, like, making it so I cannot see an entire section of the sky or room I'm in because there's, like, a black rim. And there's literally, it's like someone being like this to you all day.
Thinner framed?
Like, someone just going like this to you all day. Are you kidding?
They make really thin framed glasses, love.
That's still a frame. And then
they make clear frames.
And you also are putting a filter in front of your eyes to make it darker.
Yeah.
No, I can't see anything.
You can't see anything if you're like this. Oh, so bright.
Yes, I can.
Scrunching
I can
my
see great.
Eyes for the listener. It's so
I
bright.
See just
these
fine.
Lights in here and this office are so bright.
I do wish, not wear sunglasses.
I want to wear sunglasses now because these lights are so bright.
Nope. I don't like them. I don't like.
And they give you a little bit of anonymity.
No, they don't. I feel like sunglasses immediately, if someone's wearing sunglasses, I'm like, what is your deal?
Well,
that makes people look at you more.
I think you look cool. If you're listening to this and you're wearing sunglasses, I think you look cool. And I think you're totally anonymous. But also, I'm like, what's that person's deal in a good way?
Good. I'm glad. But I don't like sunglasses on me.
I know. I think it's a weird thing.
He's bought me sunglasses thinking like, oh, she'll wear them
nice
if they're like
ones.
Fancy, expensive ones. And I'm like, thank you. I won't wear these.
Yeah,
not because, and I always try. I'm always like, okay, you spent money on these. I should wear them. And I try and I'm like, I can't wear these. I can't see anything. Feels dangerous. Especially driving. Driving with sunglasses on. I'm like, I will get in a car accident.
Oh my gosh.
It's so dangerous to wear sunglasses while driving.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
It's so dangerous. I can't see anything.
Well, it's dangerous with you driving, period. I don't know.
Right. That's why. Why would you make it worse? Why I'm a scared driver. So why would you make it worse by putting more things in front of my eyeballs to make it so I can't see? It's like putting your hands over my eyes and be like, okay, drive. Like, what are you talking about?
It's a whole thing. It exists for a reason.
I get that, but not for my reason.
To shade your eyes from sun.
I don't like it. I'm not a sunglass person.
You're not.
And by the way, I've never met another person who feels the same way as me on that.
What accessory do you like? You don't like hats? You don't
I don't like
sunglasses.
Accessories. I don't have a purse.
You don't have a wallet?
I don't have a wallet.
You don't have a purse?
I don't wear jewelry.
No?
I wear like, if I wear jewelry, it's the same thing. I never take it off. I've worn this for months, this necklace that you gave me.
Yeah.
And like my wedding ring, like that's like literally it. I don't wear jewelry. I don't have accessories.
None.
I literally don't.
You have holes in your ears that I can see.
I'll wear earrings at like events, like at an event. I'll be like, oh, I should put earrings in. Yeah, no,
I've never seen you with like
hats, sunglasses,
beanie or
purses.
You tried on a beanie the other day and you were like, oh, how do people even wear these beanies?
So gross, like touching my forehead.
You had like no idea even how to put it on.
No.
Well,
accessories,
but no scrunchies, no, yeah, no extra rings.
No, I'm all about convenience.
Bracelets, really.
And I lose everything. I'm about convenience and I have major sensory issues. So like something just like touching parts of my skin that like I don't want, like on my forehead, like the fact that there's like a hat just like here tied on my forehead. Like, are you serious? Like, no way. Not a chance.
No
a
extra
scarf,
things.
Get out of town.
Scarves.
A purse? Lost.
Scarves? I cannot with scarves.
You're literally wearing a scarf. Is this a joke? You're literally wearing a hanky around your neck.
Yeah. I know. It's kind of fun. I just watched that movie Glass Onion and he was wearing that. And I was like, that's kind of cool.
Glass Onion.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to go. But thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everyone. It's been a great year with you here on Relax the Podcast. We're excited to go into 2023.
We're getting so close to 100 episodes.
Yeah.
We got to do something for that.
That's shave your head.
Is that what you want to do?
No, please don't.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I was just saying the first
thing. Then I won't have to worry about my hair anymore.
Ugh, don't do that.
Hmm.
Let's get haircuts together, though.
Okay.
We'll cut each other's hair.
Well, I feel like we should have a professional do it.
Nah, that's too. You have to like talk to them. That's not fun.
We've like cut each other's hair a bunch, I feel, especially because of the pandemic.
I know. All right. Bye, guys. Love ya. Bye. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. See you next time.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.